Vaughn, how are you?
Very well.
Always a pleasure to hear Vaughn take us around the world and bring things back here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. So off the mic, I was talking to my girls, my interns, about Eid, and I was asking them if they had any favorite Eid memories, you know? And I don't know, how long have you been in Lagos?
It's 2 years now.
So 2 years. Yes. All right. So we came to Lagos around the same time. Where did you move from?
I moved from Kogi State.
Oh, okay. So that's a Muslim state.
Yes, it is.
Where would you say you prefer Eid at? Like,
Definitely Kogi State.
Oh, really? Why?
Definitely. It's partly a northern state, you know, as well as a Christian state.
Okay.
But you know how the way Christmas is for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Salah is for Muslims.
Oh, yeah?
They go all out, you know.
But they do that in Lagos too.
You
don't
feel
they?
The. I think the meat there is bigger.
Oh.
I think the meat there is bigger, so definitely.
Do you have any favorite memories of celebrating Eid in Kogi?
Well, so back then in Kogi State, I was a teacher, you know, so my students,
You didn't know that about Vaughn. This is why you should listen to the show. You learn all kinds of things about Vaughn.
I was a teacher, and so
what were you teaching?
I was teaching the English language.
Oh.
Yes. So my students' parents would, you know, send me
to
the
you.
Food, the drinks.
So is that what we need to do? Do we need to be teachers? Have you gotten meat, you know, since this Salah period?
Apart from the time Zainab gave me meat, that was that was last year. I'm hoping she does that this year.
I think
otherwise,
maybe we need to become teachers.
You know.
Because that's how we get there.
Thank you so much for taking care of my child.
Here you go. I've got over a million listeners. I'm always sharing information with them. They call me their president.
They just never share meat.
And I'm like, okay, yo, where's the meat? Give me some meat.
I want some meat. I want some meat, you know? Some good, well-fried, deep-fried ram.
Or you know, fatty tozo, you know?
Oh my.
But yes, back to Kogi and your favorite memory.
Yes.
So being a teacher and getting all this food.
Right. It wasn't much of meat and all of that as it was the thought behind it.
Yeah.
You know,
thought about.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That was you know how students would return and then their parents would say, give this to your teacher.
Yeah.
This must go to your teacher.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So it was more about the thought for me.
For you.
Yes. And that made me feel like a part of them.
Of the community.
Right,
I hope that does happen for you again.
I hope so too. Zainab, if you can listen, if you can hear me, I'm waiting.
All these people always say, oh, Vaughn, I love your
voice.
You know. Show working. Thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you so much.
But seriously, though, Lagos, today is Eid al-Fitri. It's one of the holiest days in Islam, but it's also a big festival day in Nigeria, and it's a strong part of our national culture. So I want us to talk about that today. Talk about how we mark the day, right? Today's big hard fact is Eid al-Adha commemorates Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Ishmael in obedience to God. And that's why Eid is such a significant day for Muslims all over the world. Like I said on the Big Three, Eid in Lagos gives me the same vibe as Christmas. Vaughn says it gives her the same vibe as Christmas. Well, it gave her when she was in Kogi anyway. So it's been filling me with that same amount of joy and goodwill, driving out of my house, you know, and seeing all the cows blocking estates, the canopies everywhere, people milling about, hoping to get a little share from the cows being killed on their street. It fills me with so much wonder. And like I said, growing up in Port Harcourt, Eid was not an especially big deal. You know what I mean? It was just another holiday, right? But since I've moved to Lagos, it's become far more relevant to me. And now I even have my own Eid tradition. I go around Lagos disturbing all of my Muslim friends to give me ram. Yes, I'm shameless for fried meat. If you want to get me, just give me fried meat and abacha. Fried meat and abacha, that's how you get me. But that's just me. You know, I know that for most of you, you have your own Eid traditions, right? And I want to hear about them. If you're not a Muslim, tell me how you prepare for Eid in your own home. How do you celebrate it? Do you celebrate it or do you just relax yourself? Because I'm on a public holiday. We thank Nigeria for giving us public holiday. And if you've lived in other parts of the country like Vaughan, tell me about it as well. You don't have to be a Muslim to talk about this because, like I said, Eid is a part of our Nigerian culture as a whole, just like Christmas or Easter or Ramadan. So talk to me about Eid al-Adha. What does it mean to you? How do you usually celebrate it? How does the celebration differ from state to state? We can also keep talking about food prices and how they are affecting the celebrations this year. Women, call me on 01465-7190. So I've got Kemi and Chisom in the studio. And like I said to Vaughan, I was asking them off the mic what their favorite memory of Eid was. And Chisom was saying to me, I don't really have any memories of Eid. Do you have any memories of Eid, Chisom?
No, none that I recall. Like maybe a bunch of classmates would bring like meats to class and be like, here you go, or they'll share it in class.
Oh, in class?
Yeah.
Class like, where?
In school. Back like when I was doing secondary school here in Nigeria, maybe my classmates would bring a bunch of meat after salah and be like, okay, here you go. But you know, since they are small children, they tend to be very pinchy about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but then aside from that, I've never really known like a whole like Muslim family that would like bring meat across.
To you guys.
Or,
you
know, I don't really have a memory, but aside from that pinchy classmate situation.
That's it for you.
Yeah.
How about you, Kemi?
Well, memories, I would say today's one was really, really shocking for me because I'm like, I thought there was no money.
Ah. Them they talk say money no de Lagos.
Exactly.
Money no de Lagos.
But then, even I and the bike ward, apparently the bike ward that carried me all the way through Oshodi around Ikeja JRS, I was like, it was a Christian, so I knew. Because from the way he was just looking around, and he was like, see meat everywhere. And say, are you not seeing this? I said, I'm seeing it too. And then we started complaining because every house, I mean, from there's cow, there's ram, there's cow, there's
why
ram,
are you
there's
complaining?
Cow
is that not witchcraft? How would you be complaining? Can you imagine this woman?
The man was like, I said, I thought they said there was no money. I said so too. I don't understand what's happening. And then it was just everywhere. Till I got to the final bus stop, even in the market, some people closed their shops just to sit down,
and
kill these
meat.
Things. And it was a meat was just flying everywhere. Painful parts, I could not get one.
But, I mean, do you have family members who bring meat to you, to your family?
Yeah, I can remember when I was a bit younger, before I moved to Redemption Camp, we had neighbors that were Muslims. So every time, Salah used to be like Christmas, preparation, everywhere, just boom, boom, and I'm like, ah, what are they doing? And I was like, that's their own Christmas. So she explained the whole, yes, to me, and she was like, it's like Christmas for them, the way we make noise, that's the way they make noise. And then they'll get all dressed up, they'll do a lot of cooking, and before you know it,
fly stuff,
breakfast, lunch, dinner, meat and rice, meat and swallow.
Did you used to eat it? Did you used to eat the meat?
Ew, my mom, yo, I'm sorry to do this, but she don't allow me to use that meat.
Wait, what? Your mom did allow you to eat the meat?
She don't allow me to eat the meat.
Why?
She like, don't touch it.
Why? No, did she tell you why?
Well, right now, I asked her like a few weeks back, like, those things they usually bring to the house, why don't you touch it? And then she would say, well, they do a certain prayer before they slaughter the ram and all. And then they are meant to share it with people. Like, purposely share it. They are not supposed to hoard that meat. So they don't hoard it at all. They just give it out. So, and I was like, okay, so is that prayer going to affect me? And she said, eat it first and see. And when my mommy tells you, eat it first and see, respect yourself and stay.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wonder how many families are like Kemi's family where the mother says, don't eat the ram because of the prayer. And the prayer is not even a weird prayer, you know? I'll talk to you about the prayer eventually. But we have Ayokunle from Ikorodu, who's a first-time caller. He's still on the line. Oh, Ayokunle, you're still here. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening,
Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
It's nice to speak with you today. I've been trying to reach you on your program all the while.
Yeah, I'm glad to
you know, you have
today.
Many callers. When a million people listen to only you.
I'm glad that you were able to get through today. Welcome.
It's my pleasure. Mm-hmm. So, about these Ram and Eid al-Fitr or Muslim festival of Eid, I am a Christian.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't believe so much in the doctrine or in the Salah or whatever. The reason being that the story it was attached to, that Abraham willingly sacrificed his son and the ram was given to replace that.
Mm.
You know, as when Jesus Christ came, all those laws and sacrifice and the rest.
Yeah, but you can't come and so imagine how you'd feel if on Christmas Day you had a Muslim calling to say, "Hey, I don't believe in all that stuff." You know, you'd feel slighted, right? This is their own Christmas, so let's be sensitive.
I may feel bad. But the truth is the truth.
No, the truth is not the truth. Because I can talk to you about your own religion and I will say things to you that you will say, "Oh, no, Sandra, that is not accurate." And I have the data to support what I'm saying. So let's not go there. Huh? Let's let's talk instead about your favorite Eid memory.
Oh, my favorite. That was when I was my first girlfriend. You know, she's a Muslim, though.
Okay.
And I'm talking about a relationship that lasted for 7 years.
Aww, but, okay.
Unfortunately, we couldn't be together due to some reasons.
Okay.
So it was a beautiful moment. Anytime there is this Salah, she will invite me to their home. The father will even entertain me, give me the meat by himself.
Mm-hmm.
The father liked me so much.
Did you eat the meat?
Yes, I did eat the meat because of the love I have for the girl.
Aww.
You know, I actually don't like the meat because of the taste and the texture and the color.
You don't like ram?
I don't like it. I prefer chicken, turkey, and all those white meats than the red.
You don't have taste, though. Ram. That is elite meat like this.
Really?
Elite meat. You should
try
ram tozu and see whether you change your mind.
All right, let me see. So it's nice to speak with you today.
Nice to speak with you as well.
I hope to do same in subsequent days.
I hope so too. Ayokunle, thank you so much for calling. Azubike is in Orile. Azubike, welcome.
My dear President Sandra, excellency.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Baraka de Salah.
Same to you. How do you usually celebrate Salah?
Let me tell you how I celebrated the Salah. I celebrated it in a very dull moment in my domain.
Mm.
Due to the bad economy that is dislocating the nation. Like last year, the Salah were so much better than this year's Salah, because in my compound here, I have so many Muslims in my compound.
Okay.
None of them cook anything. None of them kill any ram.
Okay.
Than people of killing chicken. I asked them, say, why is it like that?
Mm.
They said that the prices of things in the market were so much expensive.
Were too high. Okay.
And they are planning to pay their children's school fees.
Mm.
They cannot use
school
fees money to go and buy around. But it better harm them. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then decided to not to kill anything. As I'm talking to you in my compound here, everywhere just quiet, as if there's nobody living in my compound. Then if it comes to the road, the road itself and the market itself is very, very quiet.
Okay.
Nothing is moving on. It's only three people that can be able to afford money of Malu or Ram.
Okay.
Which is very, very bad. What I can be able to just say about this style of a thing, the way I understand the Islamic explanation, is all about love. Give those who do not have,
right,
for them to have.
Right.
That is the meaning of this particular Salah. But some of those people that is killing those malut, they don't transfer that love to others. They are already doing it within them themselves. Which is not what the Prophet Muhammad speak for them.
Okay.
Like my company now, since the thing did not happen as it happened last year, what they're supposed to do, those who care, those things, they're supposed to transfer that love
to your compound.
To my compound. Mm. But they do not do anything. And tomorrow they will be telling us, let us have a one love. Mm. The one of that one love. And what I understand in this one love is love of a thing. Love is not all about a day something. It's continuously something. Not, it's not the time of a celebration. We now know that I will give you rice. You give me back. I will give you this. Then it's because of I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. Love is a continuously something that we can be able to love ourselves. Both Christian and Muslim.
Azubike, thank you so much for calling. Baba G is in Badagry. Baba G, how's your Eid going?
Yeah, I'm just relaxing. Sandra, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
And the ladies out there. I just came back from Iyanokpaja like this.
Okay.
And if you go there, you will understand that the celebration is on. Honestly. They kill meat. Anybody that says they didn't kill meat, like what they will say, money day where it day.
Abi?
I'm telling you the truth.
Abi?
And if you see on my way going out, when I get to the bus stop, I observe three ram immediately just entered. One Okada after another one, after another one. I'm just, observing. And I asked somebody, how much is ram now? Can you imagine, Sadra?
How much?
Small ram now, you get it for 150, 250, 300,000.
Goodness.
Now, the market now, not only tomatoes, not only rice, beans, he has even touched ram and cow. And they say cow now, you can get 500,000 to 1 million.
Cow? Yet, is that expensive?
Honestly, good just Lord. Finding.
Good Lord.
And yet people are buying it. And I experienced ease, the celebration, when I came to Lagos. You know, Delta, worry precisely. You don't know. Just holiday, like what you rightly said. Normal holiday, you stay at home. But when I moved in Lagos, 25 to 26 years ago.
Wow.
I now understand the importance of Salah. If you go to Island now, Suliri Island, you will understand that the Salah, people celebrating it, is just like our Christmas. No doubt. And they believe strongly in it. The way we believe Christmas. So when it comes to religion, I think it's only God that understands to interpret it. We should live in there.
All right, Baba G.
Happy Salah to all our Muslim brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Happy Salah to you, Baba G. Thank you very much for calling. My question is very simple. What does Eid mean to you? How do you celebrate Eid? For most people, they probably have their own traditions. And I want to hear what they are. If you are a Muslim, tell me how you prepare for Eid in your own home and how you celebrate it. If you've lived in other parts of the country, how does Eid celebration differ from state to state and from town to town? You don't have to be a Muslim to talk about it, because like I said, Eid is part of our Nigerian culture as a whole. Now, part of the job of radio is to educate, right? And Kemi told us an interesting story about being a young adult and having her mother say to her, no, you can't eat Salah meat that neighbors bring because of the prayer that they pray on the meat. But the prayer is Bismillah Allahu Akbar, right? It basically means in the name of God the greatest. So it's basically you praying over your food, you know, the same way that Christians pray over their food, plus Jesus might not say that. Or, you know, some can eat, but some have food but cannot eat. Or the Catholic prayer, you know, over food. I've forgotten it now. My reverend sisters in school then will have my hide if I say I've forgotten the Catholic prayer over food before you eat it. So what they're basically praying is in the name of God the greatest. That's all. That's all the prayer says. Apart from that, the butcher must slaughter the cow quickly so that it doesn't suffer. That method is one swift cut across the throat that cuts the blood vessels and windpipe without damaging the spine. That's what halal means. So halal slaughter is more humane, and the prayer is just the same as saying, "Bless this food, O Lord." That's it. But what you don't know, you either reject or fear. So I do hope that in telling you what it means today, I've educated you, perhaps. Chris in Shomoli is a first-time caller. Hi, Chris. Chris, are you there? Chris isn't there anymore. Sorry about that, Chris. Call back if you can. What does Eid mean to you? How do you celebrate it? How does the celebration differ from state to state? And yes, you can still talk to me about food prices. Some people have said they don't do anything for my side, though. Some others have said money day way day. So what is it in your part? Do you live in a part where money day way day? Or do you live in a part where there's serious supper? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Awa.
Hi.
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, welcome.
Let me share a bit of my memory with you.
I'm actually
a Muslim by birth.
Okay.
But I'm married to a Christian.
Oh, I love that Lagos does that a lot.
I remember when I was young. Mm. So my father would go and buy material for us. So every one of us, they will make dresses for us.
Okay.
So very big, oversized dresses like that.
Yes.
Then my father buys ram and a goat.
Mm.
Then he has one of us, the first daughter, she got married to one Alaji.
Okay.
So that Alaji used to bring one ram to my father every Eid.
Mm.
So that's period of... Salah. Mm. Wow. Mm. I love those memories. So during that time, after they have killed the ram, they will now share the ram to every member of the family.
Okay.
So we'll take the rams to our cousins, many of our relations.
Mm-hmm.
So by going there, you wear your Salah clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So they will now dash you money.
Okay. So if I'm going to go and visit anybody now, I should carry money to dash the children, Abi.
Yes, now they will give you money. Everybody, every one of us will be dragged to take the meat.
Because you will get money.
Those relations. So it was fun.
Yeah.
So later when I got married, so they will, after they kill the ram, they will now share the meat to every one of us too.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us that is married, though, they will share it to all of us, our brothers, our sisters.
Right.
So it was fun. I can't really forget those memories.
Yeah.
But right now, my husband doesn't really like that meat.
Why?
I don't know. He said that those prayers that they normally pray during the stuff.
Mm-hmm. During his slaughtering.
Like, he said that they are like incantations and all that.
Oh, please. Well, you're his wife now, so it's your job to educate him.
Ah, if my sister brings it to me, I used to eat it though, because I can't throw it.
Thank you, Mama, for calling. All right, we'll take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We're still talking about Eid. What does it mean to you? How do you celebrate? How does the celebration differ from state to state? What's your favorite Eid memory? These are the questions I'll be asking on Christmas Day as well, because it's an equal show for everyone. Lagos, don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Happy Eid al-Adha to all the Muslims who are celebrating. Today, we're talking about the commemoration of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Ishmael in obedience to God. That's what today's celebration is about. It's one of the holiest days in Islam. It's a big festival day in Nigeria and a strong part of our national culture. I mentioned on the Big Three that when I moved to Lagos was when I first experienced Eid. When I was living in Port Harcourt, growing up in Port Harcourt, you really didn't feel anything. It was just a holiday. You were just chillaxing, you know. But in Lagos, that's when you experience it. And, you know, Vaughn told us that in Kogi, it's even a bigger celebration. You know, you feel like it is for Christians what Christmas feels like, you know. And I know that most of you have your own Eid traditions. And what we're doing today on the show is simply talking about it. I don't want to hear about your hang-ups about, you know, the religion or the meat. I've told you about the meat itself. I told you what the prayer is. And I've told you that the prayer is the same prayer that you pray over your food. You know, it's, you know, bless this food, oh Lord. It's the same thing, you know. and they kill the meat in a very painless way for the animal. I'm an animal lover. I don't know if you know that about me. So I actually particularly like that Muslims pay attention to how meat is slaughtered, because as far as I'm concerned, all life is sacred, you know. And if you're going to take a life for sustenance, which is what eating meat is about, it makes sense to kill, to take that life in as painless a way as possible. And that's what Muslims try to do when they kill meat on this very special occasion. The prayer is simply the prayer that you would pray if you are Christian, and you pray over your meal before you eat it. That's it, period. You know, it's not fetish, it's not all of those things that Christians like to think of it. It really isn't. But that's not even the focus of the conversation today. The focus of the conversation today is to talk about how you celebrate Eid. Is it just a holiday for you if you're not a Christian? If you're Christian, or you're not a Christian but you're not Muslim either. And then if you are a Muslim, how do you celebrate it in your family? What do you guys do? You've heard different people calling with their own experiences, with their own stories. I want to hear from you as well. If you've lived in other states like Vaughan and Baba G from Badagry, how does the celebration differ from that state to Lagos, for instance? How does the celebration differ from state to state? If you lived all over Nigeria, you've lived in Abia, you've lived in Kogi, you've lived in Katsina, you've lived in Nasarawa, now you live in Lagos. How has the celebration differed from each state, you know, from one state to the other? And also, let's keep talking about how food prices are affecting the celebrations this year. Some callers have said, oh, nothing they happen for our side. Families that usually kill every year, they're not killing anything this year. And then we've had some callers that have said, oh, for my side, it didn't happen. Kemi told us about her witchcraft with her bike rider. They were seeing meat everywhere, and Kemi and her bike rider started complaining. I thought they said there's no money in Lagos. I thought they said that, like, what's wrong with you? A lot of people to enjoy themselves, my girl. So let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. I'm actually getting ready to go and eat some ram. So, you know, shout out to Lami Okoya for inviting me. I can't wait to come. You know, but hey, what are you doing for Eid yourself? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, how are you? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got WhatsApp as well, by the way. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And as you're celebrating, try to keep to COVID-19 protocols. Lagos is still the epicenter of the third wave. We have the Delta variant in Nigeria now. So that means that we have the variant of COVID-19 that spreads much faster, is much deadlier than the previous variants that we've had. Emeka is in Ebute Metta today. He's a first time caller. Emeka, how are you? Welcome.
I'm fine.
Good to have you on the show.
Okay.
How do you celebrate Eid?
Well, my family is very celebrate Eid.
Okay.
So, like, in our compound, do, like, our landlord do kill and then do shit to our family.
Okay. So, your landlord will kill ram and share to his tenants?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Before you lived in Lagos, where did you live?
No, I was born in Lagos.
Oh, okay. So you've always celebrated Eid here.
Yes.
What's your favorite Eid memory?
I don't have any.
You don't have any. Emeka, thank you so much for calling us. We've got Sheun from Songo who says, Sandra, why did you explain now? Now you have reduced the meat that did not reach us by half with the new signings coming to beg for meat. Sharon goes on to say, couldn't make it to my Muslim friends today because of work, but I'm currently eating some from far distant neighbors. Sandra, Ilea Ram meat is sexy, I beg. Just feel the texture in your mouth and the appearance. Now, wow, I agree with you, my guy. You're making me hungry, really, by talking about it like this. Sharon, thank you so much for sending your message in. Sandra, I love to see my Muslim brothers rejoicing in a day like this. My memories about Salah is down when we were kids. Me and my siblings used to compete on how many up and down dresses we were going to see first, and we write them down, and you don't dare write down the one I saw first, if not we're going to fight. Okay. Thank you very much for sending your message in. For me, I was born in Kano State. The Eid is like Christmas, but not until I came to Lagos before I experienced Christmas is just like Salah. I remember I too dress on Salah Day, follow friends for visiting and parks for fun. Even we Christians, all this happens. All this happens because Muslims are dominant in Lagos. Okay. Thank you very much. Balaji from Alakuko says, well, that's a message from the previous show. Okay. We have somebody here. I do not like talking about religion, but when people talk about religious beliefs or doctrines in a condescending way, it's bad. If I may ask, are we aware that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th? The day was actually picked to replace another religious festivity, a pagan religious festivity, by the way, if I may add. We should endeavor to be open-minded and unbiased to the belief of others. That's a message from Phil. Phil, thank you very much for your message. We've got more people who are sending a message. Chris says, Sandra, how have you forgotten your Catholic roots? Yes, I've forgotten. Sorry. Chris says, the grace before meal is bless us, O Lord, and this thy gift, which we are ready to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. Chris, thank you. Oh, you just took me back. Thank you very much for sending that in. You know, it's interesting that you said that prayer, because, I mean, imagine that a Muslim comes to your house and refuses to eat the food you serve them because you said that prayer over your food. Maybe you said it in Igbo, or you said it in Yoruba, or you said it in Ijo, or you said it in Kalabari or Ikwiri, you know, or in Anang. Imagine that. So it's the same thing with the meat. They're basically praying, bless this meat, oh Lord. Ahmed is in Kogi State. Ahmed, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, you're live on the show now. Hi, Ahmed.
Sandra, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Good evening. How is Salah in Kogi today? We hear it's usually big.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay.
And it's nice. I have to go back to memory lane.
Okay.
You know, growing up, we have this ideas of you actually drag who is going to give your neighbors meat.
Really?
Because, yes, when you deliver to them, your neighbors either give you like 10 naira, 20 naira back those days.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Just the same thing that happened on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But these days, people no longer collect meat from people.
Okay.
Probably economy or superstitions, believe, or I don't know.
Okay.
For example, I just finished with my ram like about 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Last year, I actually gave my ram out. I drove around to give people ram meat.
Okay.
And I realized I only got the Christmas period. My shoe not shine at all. People just boo me. So this year, and I killed a very big ram. I love big rams.
Okay.
So this year, I killed my massive ram. Slaughtered it. Gave my first neighbor, my second neighbor. And the remaining one, like a 20-liter bucket, two filled up. I called a caterer to please come and fry.
Ah. Kai, why are you far away? Chineke gods.
That's all, but sincerely speaking, I love what you're doing, and I love how you've been handling these issues.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for making people to understand that there is no incarnation in killing rams. It's just telling God, oh, thank you for everything, and please bless what we are doing. From you we came from, and from you we're going to go back to.
Yeah.
And it's simple.
Yeah.
And I love how you actually explain how the ram is in slaughtered.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Keep it up. God will bless you.
Bless you as well, Ahmed. Thank you so much for calling.
Lokoja is fine. Kogi is fine. Everywhere is fine. Your shoes, they shine. And your face, bomb.
I didn't tell you.
I bet you may go eat your ram.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ahmed. Thank you so much for calling. I love that he called from Kogi today. Joseph is a first-time caller from Ikeja. Hi, Joseph.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Do you have Eid memories?
A lot.
Okay, share with me.
I'm from Kogi State as well.
Oh, okay.
Born into a Muslim home.
Okay.
As a kid over there in Kogi, it was a very lovely moment that we dress up, we share the meat to different communities, and we collect money. We buy this plastic glass as kids.
Yeah.
These plastic eyeglasses, and we wear it plastic wristwatch, we wear it and we go around rejoicing. Not until I converted to a Christian.
Okay.
So my family are still Muslim.
Muslim, okay.
And the uncle I stay with was stopping me from eating the salad meat. I was like, what is this one? So I obeyed him then, but skeptical about it, I obeyed him. And right here in Lagos, where we stayed at Ikeja, our landlord was a Muslim. He also brings the meat, and my uncle would not allow us to eat it.
Okay.
But so many years back, I started eating, and I said, it doesn't mean Jerry. You know, my family are Muslim. And a week ago, my dad called me. I was like, I know it is not your line, but Salah is coming. I need to cook, and I need to kill ram. I know it is not your line. I said, okay, fine, Dad, I'll send money. So I had to send little money to him and my mom so that we can keep using for the celebration.
Thank you, Joseph, for calling and sharing this with us. We appreciate it. Mustafa Abdul Muiz Babatunde on Facebook says, Eid is quite significant. It's a period of reflection on the Prophet Abraham's test and his obedience to fulfilling his promise he made to the Almighty. Another is patience. Whenever we are tested, we should always be patient. The Almighty will not test us beyond our capacities. So we should imbibe in these teachings. Mustafa, thank you so much. Sam Olifayi says, Shena Isaac Abi Ishmael, Nain Father Abraham, one sacrifice. Yeah, not the same thing. They call una own Isaac. Muslims, they call their own Ishmael. If you also pay attention to some other religions, they have also different names. But I think the Abraham Isaac story, it's only from the Abrahamic religions. It you don't see it in the Eastern religions, for instance, or traditional Nigerian religions, you know. So that story is not reflected in the Igbo or the Nani. I don't think Yorubas have that in their own traditional religion. Definitely some of the communities in the north that are not Hausa, you know, do not have, probably do not. I'm not going to speak confidently on that. Even the Hausas themselves, before Islam came, they had their own traditional religions as well, and they probably did not have that aspect of the religion. So the Isaac Abraham aspect of the Abrahamic religions is unique to the Abrahamic religions. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sunday.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Sunday, good evening. This is Kenny.
Kenny, welcome.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Very well.
Happy celebration.
Same to you.
Don't worry. I will report your husband to Buhari that he's still seeing you, that nobody are giving you
giving me around. I support that.
So my son experience, I'm an Igbo, a Christian too. I was staying with my brother and the family. So one of our neighbors in our close, I was the secretary of our close. So, and we have many Muslims there.
Okay.
So during the Ikabi celebration, so they came to our house, they gave me ram. So my brother wife was kind of, what was this? I should not bring that inside her house. So I now went and keep some inside the freezer.
Okay.
So later, I now say, let me use it to make the jollof rice. Later, my brother wife now went to tell the children that if they eat that rice I'm cooking here, that, I mean, she will be sure to come up for everybody. I went, arranged the rice, cooked the rice. The scent was something else. Yeah, the aroma was something else. She was upstairs. She cannot hold the aroma again. She came down, opened the pot. She looked at the rice. She just carried one spoon, put some out. Before I came to take the pot again, Sandra, the rice is...
The rice is not less.
She took the rice, called the children, said, I cover this meat with the blood of Jesus. She used the rice and the meat. I admit to her, I enjoyed that meat. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. My own experience.
Thank you. That's a funny one. Thank you very much. Well, if more people understand, and where understanding comes from is to, first of all, open your mind, right? I have my personal beliefs about religion in general, but I don't berate people who believe believe what they believe, right? Because I understand that people need to believe something. And if you were not born Christian, you would probably be born Muslim. If you were not born Muslim, you would probably be born Christian. If you were not born Muslim or Christian, you would probably be a traditional worshipper, because we have vibrant communities of traditional religious worshippers in Lagos, in Enugu, in the north, in Ijoland, in Ikwerieland. There are small communities that still hold on to their traditional beliefs, you know, beliefs that existed before the white man or the Arab came and said to you that, oh, your old ways are bad, you know. So, you know, if you're open-minded, it means that you're going to research, right? And if you research, you'll learn that, okay, we are actually more alike than we are different, you know. And I mean, take for instance the person that says, I covered the meal with the blood of Jesus. You're covering meal that they've already prayed over, you know, and handed over to God. So you're just doing double fortification, you know, so that the meat will not choke you, the bone in the meat will not choke you, or, you know, things like that. But that's it. You're already doing what the people who killed it did over the meat, and it all comes from a place of simply not knowing. You know, so I'm hoping that today's show teaches you, helps you become a bit more open-minded, and, you know, just allows you to not tight your chest too much. Really tight your chest. Relax. Chop life. If life come meet you, no say no. Chop up. Be like that auntie that smelled the rice and came downstairs to chop it. You know what I mean? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel, good to have you on the show. What's your favorite Eid memory?
Hey, I miss a lot.
Okay.
Although I spend all my life in the north, Kano State.
Okay.
Marriage brought me to Lagos this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Mm. During Salah like this, we hang out with friends. Majority of them are even calling me today.
Aww.
And I say, wow, I miss a lot. Me,
aww,
there is these two Kano-born twins back of our house.
Mm-hmm.
They are aware doing anyway. They will kill a cow early in the morning after their prayer.
Mm.
Everybody will line up, including Christian, Muslim.
Aww. They
will give you rice.
Yeah. They
will give you raw wine. You have to go and
cook it.
Then there are main people. They will give them wrappers, so many things. I like Kai. I miss a lot.
You miss it. Aww. Do you think you'll ever go back and, you know, maybe around this time?
I feel like even flying, borrow wings and fly to go and celebrate today, tomorrow, and return back.
And come back. Aww.
I knew that they were calling me since morning. I'm even tired of picking their call. Today, shop right will suffer for us. He would dress like that. Every year, they bought their clothes, we bought our old over. They will dress the same thing. There is no difference.
Yeah.
And during Christmas also, they will come and stay with you, go out with you. They will be the ones to call you. Let's go.
Yeah.
No, there is no difference among the religions. We are all one.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Mama. We've got Austin in Ladikbo on the line. Hi, Austin.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good to hear from you also. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember some time ago, like 2018, I always travel with one of my friends. His name is Tajuddin.
Okay.
He's from Oyo State.
Okay.
His parents stay somewhere in very close to, that is, they call the town Shaki.
Okay.
I will travel with him down there. We will stay there this time. They will wake up early morning to eat their breakfast. So you wake me up. We will eat together.
Okay.
I will spend like four days before we will come back. And he also will travel with me sometimes to my village. We will spend like 5 days before coming back to Lagos.
Okay.
I always enjoy them. For me, I don't have any issue. I don't have anywhere, any issue. Right? If you give me food, I will chop. I have nothing concerned with anybody. Me too. Anything you give me, I will eat. I don't have nothing concerned with them. But I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care for you. As long as it's food. I'll eat too.
You love enjoyment.
I love enjoyment. Whether I do it, you want to do it, let's just carry go.
Let's enjoy and be going.
Yeah, no, and I never die. I sit in my own. I damn healthy. I just enjoy myself. I don't get tired.
Oh, Austin, I like you. I like your style. Lagos, if you just joined the show and you're wondering, what did it happen? Why is Sadra not giving us fire today? My dear problem, no, they finish. Me too. I like enjoyment. You understand? Every day, ooh, Nigeria, this Nigeria, oh, Lagos, that, ooh, yee, ooh. Tomorrow we'll continue. But today, well, by the way, tomorrow we're going to talk about the PIB, Petroleum Industry Bill. It's still generating a lot of controversy. So on Balogun and Broad, we'll just focus on the business aspect of the Petroleum Industry Bill. So the upstream sector, the midstream, the downstream, that's what we're going to focus on tomorrow. I'll have an energy sector lawyer join us virtually so that we'll have that conversation. So don't miss it. It'll start at 5 o'clock. We'll bring you the big three as usual tomorrow. Also bring you the glass ceiling. If you've never listened to the glass ceiling, I recommend that you tune in tomorrow. It happens every Wednesday from 4 to 5. And on the glass ceiling, we basically talk about the different barriers that women face when they're trying to get through life, right? And for the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we've been talking about women who are the breadwinners. So tomorrow, tune in from 3, preferably. Actually, from 5 a.m., because we have great shows on this station 24 hours a day, right? So Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. Great, great conversations happening every single day, right? So just tune in all day and make sure you're paying attention at 4 o'clock because the conversations on the glass ceiling always very explosive. But yeah, if you just joined the show and you're wondering, what's happening? Well, it's Eid. Today is Eid al-Fitri. It's one of the holiest days in Islam. It's a big festival day in Nigeria. Eid al-Adha commemorates Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Ishmael in obedience to God. It's why it's such a significant day for Muslims all over the world. For some people, it's different. You know, so for me who grew up in Port Harcourt, there really wasn't... It really wasn't much of a thing, but then I moved to Lagos and I saw that, oh my God, it's like Christmas, you know? So I want to know what it is like for you. What are your own traditions for Eid? What does your family do on Eid? These are the questions that I'm asking on the show today. Now, I wish we had more time to take more calls, but we have to take a break. After the break, though, I will come back and take your comments on Facebook and your comments on WhatsApp. And if we have time, I'll take some calls. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
3 minutes to 6 o'clock and I have messages on WhatsApp, so let's take a look. Sandra, a friend of mine just called me to come and eat ram. I'm on my way now. Please don't disturb me. That's a message from Stanley. Stanley, I envy you. In this issue of this unique Abrahamic celebration, Salah, the first thing is religious tolerance. You don't decide your religion from birth, but you may change later. We worship one creator in different ways. I'm a Christian and I enjoy Salah meat. Thank you. That's a message from Andrew. Andrew, thank you so much for your message. Sandra, there's love among humanity, but our politicians use religion to divide us. From the testimonies, we all love each other in this country. Desmond from Ojo says, whenever the Americans deploy, la la la, what are you talking about, honey? Oh no, that's not for this segment. Good evening, President Sandra. My favorite Eid memory was when I was in Ilorin, where rams are killed and shared to all neighborhoods. Back in the days when me and my Muslim friends usually went to the street roads to watch the parading of Emir of Ilorin with his usual decorated attire and turban accompanying his entourage called Doganri. It's usually fascinating with a flurry of excitement. That's a message from Mike in Ikorodu. Mike, thank you so much for sharing that image with me. I can actually picture it very clearly. Obi Ruben says...
man, Obi, go and sit down. Yeah, go and sit down very well and drink some water while you're there. Uncle Ahis from Ariobo says, in my area, nothing is happening. I've not seen anything. Though my landlady is a Muslim, I've not heard from her. I've been indoors sleeping and watching films in between. All right, Uncle Ahis, that's all the time we have. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. Thank you to everybody who contributed. Open your minds a bit more. Be a bit more tolerant. Because, look, if we get into some of the Bible verses that Obi Reuben quoted for me, even Obi will call me the Antichrist. So let's not start. Today is not the day. Maybe on Christmas Day, we'll get into the Bible verses. Let's see how Obi likes it then. I'm online as Sandra Ezekwesili. Find me on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili. I know they had to find. Coming up is the news at 6 o'clock. After that, conversations with Rufai. Those were your hard facts, Lagos. Good night.